Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. I am the big guy, Ryback, wishing you all a happy and great Friday and an early start to your weekend. Streaming live over here on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy, Ryback. The big guy, Ryback22 on Instagram and TikTok. Swing on over here, guys. We're streaming live on Ryback TV on YouTube. Ryback Rules on Twitch and Ryback at Twitter for a couple of days. It's usually up there. Your questions and answers, your questions are answered on the show. You are the co-host of the show, if you will. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions go, ladies and gentlemen. Super chats are encouraged for the big guys, Starbucks, massage, and WWE trademark piggy bank with everything, and a lot of great things coming up with all of that, and super excited with my deposition coming up here very, very soon, and I've been preparing and going over everything on that, so if I'm not as active on social media and things, it's because I'm spending a little bit more of my time going over things in my spare time as far as to make sure that I am thoroughly prepared for all of that good stuff that comes along with that, so... Big workout today, 24-hour fast coming up after that, and a little relaxation later. Got to do a lot of shoulder work this weekend. Was doing some earlier today, along with my early Feed Me More Nutrition work with all of that. A lot of stuff going on with that. Super pumped. We will be back in stock also of the ISO Hungry protein. The vanilla mocha is going to be in stock hopefully the next couple weeks, along with the Hope Spot Mood and Stress Support. Manufacturer has the labels. They just got to now manufacture the products, which there's usually a little bit of a wait time. They know that it's a ASAP order because the labels got delayed for a couple weeks with that. So hoping to get that. Every once in a while, we do run out of stock, unfortunately, and I apologize. But we have plenty of other great supplements up there. So please check those out, because this show, you guys, is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for all people. You don't have to be vegan to use them. They just happen to contain ingredients that don't have any animal products in them. For men and women, he, she, and thee, over on feedmemore.com. You can save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20. That's RYBACKSHOW20 over on feedmemore.com. Get 20% off your order for being a fan or a hater, supporter, whatever it is that you are listening or watching the Ryback Show. Take a nice cold drink of a Zevia Black Cherry. These, I think the Black Cherry is one of my go-tos when I'm thirsty. I don't know if it's my favorite, but when I'm thirsty, outside of water, a nice ice cold Zevia, I think I've mentioned that before. It hits the spot. I'm sure you've got your flavor. All right, let's jump into the show. Let's get going. I have not retired from pro wrestling. Thank you, though. I've never retired because I'm not retired. It is just simply a break. And if people can't understand that, that's your problem and not mine. Someone asked, was Wrestler's Court still in operation in your time there? And was Taker still the judge? Bro, no. What do you know this because you're a hardcore mark. I could tell already by asking that question. Undertaker was not there outside of a rare appearance for WrestleMania or maybe every once in a blue moon being backstage at a Texas show. Do you think Undertaker was like, oh, they're going to be in Laredo, Texas. Let me go ahead and grab my judge's outfit and my mallet and in my wig, my white hair, my old school wig and come on in and do a little judging of the talent of today. Do you think that's what happened? Do you think for before WrestleMania week, Undertaker reserved one of the rooms? I had a special room, a judge's room, JBL and all the old school guys. They had them all in there and they would just get us and try to intimidate us and scare us and judge us. Like, what do you think? Like, do you think he's in the locker room, just in there waiting for us to get out of the shower after a hard match? Go, I'm going to judge the hell out of that Ryback. No, no. No. I don't know what else to tell you. Some of you guys, the questions, like that was something they did in their period and it was great, I'm sure. And it was fun and games and they drank and they had a great time. And that did not exist and it doesn't exist outside of that. It just doesn't exist because one, it probably wouldn't fly in this day and age anyways. I'm not against anything, but I just don't think I always took care of myself and that was it. Good to see all of you. I prefer the shell shock over the backpack stunner. We're going to go ahead and throw a block in there. No spamming the chat with your questions. But I am 40 years old. I don't think you're going to see that, though, because you got blocked. Shell shocked out of Rybackville. Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. Charles Milton, thank you for swinging by the Ryback show. Somebody says, YOLO, you only live once. I am not the biggest guy. I am the big guy, and that is trademarked. Joseph Michael coming in hot with the super chat today. What's your favorite BCAA and pre-workout flavor? I think my favorite pre-workout or the Wake Up Unlimited Energy pre-workout is the pink lemonade. I drink that by far. My order goes pink lemonade, mango candy, green apple. And I like all of them. But pink lemonade, I never get sick of. Mango candy, I could drink for a long period. And then I got to go back to the pink lemonade. But pink lemonade, I never want to get. Like, I just pink lemonade, I'm a little extra happy when I have the pink lemonade on that. The BCAA, I go back and forth between the cotton candy and raspberry lemonade. I'm going to tell you, I like both flavors equally. It depends what I'm in the mood for. But I sometimes mix both and it creates a random rainbow flavor. Like, and that's just how I use them. I don't have a particular on that one. I literally pretty equal on the cotton candy and the raspberry lemonade on the finish at BCAA though. And I do recommend try like a scoop of each. I think that is a fantastic flavor. Like the cotton candy and raspberry lemonade mixed together. I mix the BCAAs with the Pumplex City and that creates a unique rainbow flavor that I really, really like. And, so yeah, that's how I tend to use the supplements. Thank you for the super chat. You guys that don't know anything about anything with the return, I've talked about this a gazillion times. We're handling everything with the trademark, and then we will go from there. Okay, so I've got to continue to do the work on my shoulder. Can't stress this enough, just for everybody. Needing a 5-disc fusion and a shoulder replacement, even though you see me all the time and I'm amazing and my back is 100% now and I've been blessed and beyond lucky. Like it is endless work and it's not just like, oh, I got a little boo-boo. Like there's a lot that goes on with all of this. And then on top of that, the legal stuff is my number one priority with everything in my business and my investments and just being the best me possible. So it will all work itself out. I mean, you guys ask the questions every day. Every day, and I tell you the same thing every day. And you know, so it's up, you gotta take that information, you gotta process it, and you gotta be like, oh, okay, he's very consistent with what he's telling us. Let's just go ahead and accept that. Okay. Bill, have a good one, Bill. Thank you for swinging by again, man. Joseph Michael, the super chat. Is it okay for me to add your creatine to coffee with plant-based milk? If you want. I've never heard anything negative in terms of mixing creatine with coffee. I personally wouldn't do that. But if you want to do that, you're more than welcome. If I were you, I'd just put creatine in water and chug it if you're not mixing it with anything and take it that way. But if you want to take it with your coffee, if you do that like before your workout and it doesn't bother you, like the creatine is pretty tasteless, but it is the powder. So, I mean, it's all dependent. But I think if you're using the plant-based milk with it, you know, I can't see it affecting the taste in too harsh of a way. I don't know how creatine reacts in coffee you know what I mean? And with the acidity of the coffee, I don't know if that would create like I would try it and see and get back to me on it. I love my black coffee straight so much. I don't think I would never chance it with the creatine. Ragav, the deposition is close. All the very best to you. Thank you very much, buddy. We are doing our preparation. I've got quite a bit to do this weekend and on Monday. And just reviewing documents and different things. And because a lot of this stuff has been gone on for 6 years, essentially. So it's going over and just being prepared. You know, I'll be dealing with the WWE attorney or attorneys. I don't know if they're showing up in person to where we have to go or if they're going to do it over a video conference. I won't be shocked if they do it over a video conference. But it'd be great. I would be more than happy for them to be there in person. I like the energy of real life interactions much better. And but we'll have to see. I personally hope they have to fly out because it's going to cost Vince more if they have to fly out. Not that it's like, I know you're probably, well, that's nothing, right? But it all adds up because there's a lot of other stuff going on with them, you know? So, and it's minimal for me. So, but I will have to see what happens with everything. I'm sure they'll have some of my good social media stuff to bring up, and I can't wait with a smile on my face. Did you make this comment? Yes, I did. Next. Geller says, do you think Liv Morgan is overrated? No. I don't know what you whatever your opinion is on anything, like, go ahead. I don't watch things and be like, man. I'm telling you this just honest perspective on me on anything in life. I've never once looked at an athlete, an actor. I just enjoy what I enjoy. And if there's someone in particular that I don't find is entertaining or I don't like, for whatever reason, I just don't watch and I don't, but I never say like, man, that Liv Morgan's overrated. No, not, it does like that thought process doesn't even go through my brain. I don't, that's something maybe it goes through your brain and then you can think and then you can go on the message boards and then you can go find other people that think she's overrated too. And then you guys can go up and talk a bunch of trash in your chat forums and feel like big, big, tough little boys in there. Like, Liv Morgan's overrated. That's right, she's overrated. Yeah, she sucks. Chug, chug, chug. Cheetos fist bump, my man. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, what do you... I don't think like that. When you guys ask questions like that, you're going to get just a straight answer. Like, I can't sugarcoat it. Like, I there's just, and that's in general, wrestling, life. Like, I don't like put on the TV and watch baseball, but like, man, that guy's overrated. Man, that guy's so underrated. Like, I don't think like that. Maybe that's like a hardcore fan thing. And then like, but whatever, every human is going to have an opinion on what they think about people, but it's up to the people that choose to have a positive, healthy, strong mindset that choose not to waste their time thinking about things that don't make a difference. And that, my friend, doesn't make a difference any which way. Good question here on weightlifting. Where did they go? What are your thoughts on 5x5 for increasing strength and for getting the push off the chest? Do you have any recommendations? As I tend to be the weakest pushing at that point, Kevin ask. Oh, the 5x5 program is really, really good. And that, if you check out my Feed Me More Maximum Size and Strength program, and I'm really big on and when trying to maximize size and strength, a big, big proponent of the 4 to 6 reps, which is that 5 falls right into that. That's just one spot on. 4 to 6, though, research shows is really, really, when healthy and strong and able to do that with good form, you can make very, very, very significant natural gains. And if people choose to use stuff, it will enhance that even further. I think it's one of the reasons, too, you look at somebody like Ronnie Coleman, and despite, and you take away, you just look at all those guys and on the drugs involved and all that, right? But Ronnie did train at an intensity and a much heavier workload than all the other competitors in that. And I think it was pretty evident in his physique on the amount of muscle and the muscle density that he had. It creates a very thick, dense muscle training in that. Like Dorian Yates, same thing. Guys might actually be close to the same like size proportion, but the actual just muscle, just it's hard to describe. It's just different. It's a thicker muscle. It's a stronger muscle. And I'm a big, big proponent in that, in doing it in intervals. And you can't train like this all the time. You have to push and you pull back. And I'm a big proponent of the 10 to 12 reps, even 12 to 15. If, as long as you're training to failure, and but you can lessen the workload on that too. You can keep significant size and make great gains and not put your joints and tendons and muscles under as much tension all the time, right? But that, I'm a big proponent of that training, and it has done me very well and helped me over the years. And I make my best gains when I am doing that. As far as bench, I would follow some benchers, man. You know, I had a big 550 bench back when I was younger. And then did 500 again in Cena's gym back when, and that was with like no training on like getting ready for it, as far as walked in, went and did it. And that was pretty much my limit at that point with wrestling, but prior to wrestling 550. But there's some guys that can do more than that. And there's some big, big heavyweights, and, you know, they like TD Smash. I would follow the TD Smash on Instagram. And then you'll see there's other people on his page that you could follow. I would follow one of those because those guys are like, he's like a 700-pound bencher, and he's a super, super heavyweight, but he's a 700-pound plus bencher. And I think there's a Julius, I can't remember his name. It's Julius Maddox, if I'm not mistaken. I think he might be like close to an 800 or 800 plus pound bencher, something ridiculous, another monster super heavyweight. And they have a bunch of videos on that. And I would watch their stuff. And like, and this is just my advice. If people like that, I would interact with them on their page and then and leave comments and not be fake, just genuine like things. And then when you feel the time is right, maybe you leave a comment or like you try to message. But if you leave some comments, they're probably going to notice you over time. And if you don't rush the process, and you know, you're like, hey, you know, do you have any tips, you know, for maximizing the bottom portion of the bench to sticking point for me? You increase your odds of maybe one of them getting back to you on that. And, you know, you could just follow and message and see, but they might not see it. They might. But and you could try that, but still just follow them and leave comments. And that's what I would do if you're outside of just going and asking somebody for something, right? And maybe over, you know, a course of a little time, and they'd see, man, this guy's always leaving cool comments and he's supportive. I mean, I want to help him out, right? And that's just basic human like interaction and using a little bit of common sense in it. And you could ask though right away, and there's nothing wrong with that either. You just got to remember, some people, like to them, they don't know who you are. People get a lot of messages. They may just, well, I don't know who that is, but, and maybe you try that and get lucky right away. And, but then, if not, you keep doing that, just hanging out their page and maybe you ask on one of the, he has a big bench video up and you're like, hey man, I get stuck on the bottom portion. Would you, any advice? And maybe he gets back to you right there on the page itself. You never know. We're going to throw a shell shock here. It's always the two same people that try to, they spam at the same time. Uncle Snizzle, hell of a name here. Love when you do the weekend live streams. When you're drinking some wine or reading negative comments, LOL, can we get you to do one of those again soon? Yeah, I haven't done a Wining with the Ryback, and I haven't been like, I've been so busy with things. I haven't even seen a lot like comments. I would have to go and screenshot them and have like a handful to do a show like that. I've talked about it on here before. And when I have my red wine, it is such a treat for me to relax. I don't like filming content, if that makes sense. And I know they're a lot of fun. I'm just so busy with everything that I do. And I'm really big on just protecting my energy and my downtime. You got to remember too, like when I do, like, you know, I do 2 to 3 shows a week here on the Ryback show. I do my feeding time video every week with that, right? And then my social media content. And I'm extremely active on social media and posting that and getting all my stuff on and into the pages. And then we have the people that help me that do run the other accounts. But I'm constantly messaging and doing things and have to work. And I do my investments. And like, I'm constantly doing stuff with this, right? And training, doing my rehab on my shoulder for long periods every day with that. And it's a matter of like, I'd like to relax and I don't want to be filming content and worried about video and uploading it and sending it to my editor. And right. And I get it. And once things I think are smoothed over and all the legal stuff is out of the way and there's a little more breathing room and things, you know, maybe I enjoy doing those when I did, but I that was my drinking day that I would do those. And I realized, like, oh man, I'm not really getting to fully enjoy because it's not fully enjoying it for me filming a video when I'm constantly filming videos. You see what I'm saying? Super chat, Joseph Michael. Thank you again. Joseph Michael coming in hot with the super chats today. I'm not religious, but you're my plant-based vegan god. I was just in Vegas, went to the vegan restaurants. It was awesome, bro. Thank you very much. I believe God is in each and every one of us, the energy of God. I thank you. I am not, I would never refer to myself as God. What restaurants, I'm curious that you went to out here. That Vegas I've heard California is ridiculous as far as they have a lot of great stuff out there, but I don't want to say we are one of the best vegan cities in the world, but I don't know if we are the absolute best, but we are very good. I know LA is awesome as well. Tyler Shugru, Ryback show regular, coming in with another super chat. WrestleMania 20 had one of the best match cards of all time. HBK versus Triple H versus Benoit, Taker versus Kane, Lesnar versus Goldberg, Angle versus Eddie, Big Show versus Cena, etc. Yeah, absolutely stacked WrestleMania, when especially as time goes on. That was stacked for the time then, and as time has gone on, those guys have all, you know, is outside of the Benoit stuff, but as far as in the everybody else, I mean, their careers, all Hall of Famers, right? When you look at that, essentially are all going to be. Big Show, Big Show hasn't been inducted yet, right? I don't believe so. Maybe unless I've missed something. But yeah, man, absolutely. That was, if you look, that absolute stacked. And I would say if the Benoit stuff didn't happen, you have all Hall of Famers, right? Based off their criteria, people who would get in, so. Absolutely a stacked WrestleMania card. I agree with you on that. Kevin Kilgore coming in with the $9.99 coffee money for the big guy. Doesn't even want to have a question answered. Just throwing those dollar bills at the big guy on the stage. The big guy doing the Alex Wright. I can't get my hips into it because I'm sitting, but that would be my go-to if I was a male stripper. The Alex Wright WCW dance. That and the Disco Inferno. Them two. Those guys were an entertaining tag team for a while. I'm a big fan. I love Disco Inferno when I was. I thought he was extremely entertaining. And I growing up watching WCW and WWE and going back and forth. Those would be my, if I'm like drunk stripping on stage, those are the go-to dance moves of the big guy. Random wrestling question of the day. Would you take a knockout finish by Big Show or a Batista spine buster, the most, pick one. Wait, hold on. Are you talking about like real life? Is this like taking, or are you talking about taking it in the ring? You got it. I need some clarification on how much of a Mark question this is. Is this like in the street? Big Show gets to punch me as hard as he can, and I've got to take a straight punch by a giant and then fall on concrete. And also, am I taking a spine buster from Batista? Like, Dave, I see him in Hollywood and I go up to give him a hug and he tricks me and he gives me a spine buster on the Hollywood Stars square deal. And I'm hitting my head on the back of the cement and concrete. Like, both could kill me. And it could kill anybody because of the concrete. So I need to know that. Very important part of the question you left out. Concrete street. Yeah, brother. That, you know how, like, so one, a spine buster on the concrete, the back of your head is getting split open and death is imminent on that. A punch gives you, I'd probably have to go, I'm going to take the punch and take the knockout if it, and hope I don't bang my head on the cement as I fall. Hope that I crumble. Jeez. Spine buster, that's back of your head on that 100%. There's no way around it. And your back, your spine is busted. It's a no-brainer. Yes, I have all the fan mail information. Follow the instructions on that. And that is, hold on. Let's go ahead. Taking a look here. Good to see all you. Phoenix Marie is doing fantastic. I talk to her occasionally, usually every couple weeks, sometimes every week. Geller with his overrated talk saying Wardlow is overrated. You're entitled to your opinion. I enjoyed watching Wardlow. I enjoy watching his segments. I saw part of AEW, a good part of it this past week with that. I do think they, you know, it's going to be, he had a lot of momentum going into and in the MJF program. MJF has kind of just disappeared, right? That's been no mention of that, which is, that's kind of just been forgotten about in the grand scheme of things for the time being. And it is, when you start getting momentum, you have to then protect that momentum, and you got to have people and things, and be a lot of things need to go into making sure that the segments are well thought out, that someone like that is involved in, right? But he has the momentum is still there. I don't think it was as hot as it was, but I don't think that is, it's not anything. It's just simply a matter of finding opponents for him and feuds and programs that are really, really hot. And that's not easy. That's not easy in general to always do, right? But I think that needs to be a top priority, I would, for that company. But I think he's doing a fantastic job. I enjoy watching him. Can you call the veterinarian? I've got a couple sick pythons here. I'm going to remember that. So stupid. I'm a big fan of jokes like that. Those are great icebreakers with women. Hello from India. Good to see all the people on here from all over. Yes, we do the anything with the autographs. I did autographs for free for damn near 6 years, plus over 6 years on that, because I'm not doing appearances right now and on that. And so with that, and that free period is over with that. And I did that and got back as much stuff as I possibly could on that. And that is the going rate. And that is cheaper than if you go to places in person or whatnot. But you know you're getting your stuff signed and authenticated by me. And it's your choice. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. We have people that enjoy that and do that with no problem whatsoever. And like I said, I don't know any other wrestler or person that did free stuff that charges on all his appearances for free for 6 years. So, you know. Hello, hello, hello. I don't know anything about anything with any wrestling promotion. Guys, I've just lived my life and working and doing, like I said, my legal stuff, growing my business. And when the time is right, the time will be right. I'm training my ass off, my conditioning, and keeping myself as ready as possible so that gap of getting ring ready will be as small as humanly possible. Right. Instead of like just being laid back and easy and eating chips and salsa and margaritas all day, I'm living my life exactly as I did when I wrestled. I'm disciplined. I get up 4:35, 5:30 a.m. every single morning prior to the stock market. I do my investing. I do my business, my supplements. I have my day orchestrated that I'm staying active and busy. Right. And we'll see what happens. There's so many fake things and people do things for stories. And I'm just simply focusing on my stuff. And things are going to work out the way they need to work out. The people that know me in wrestling know the truth about me and know the right things. And I know the truth, most importantly. And things will work themselves out when the time is right. Raghav Chalwa, thank you again for the super chat. I had another second super chat, I think, that was missed. But anyway, I forgot to label my first one as coffee money like I usually do. So this one, thank you very much. And let me go ahead and see where I missed the other super chat. Sometimes they don't all pop up. I apologize. And I've got to scroll up. I got it. Thank you, buddy. Hitting the gym in a bit. Any suggestion on what to hit? Also, the wake up has been a godsend. Absolutely amazing since I started taking it. Thank you very much, buddy. I would, again, train would I don't know what you've trained for the week. I can tell you I'm a big proponent now, and what I'm currently doing is I train my upper body twice per week, in anywhere from 10 to 20 sets total. So you like my current split is like Monday, excuse me, and sometimes the days fluctuate depending on what stuff comes up. And this week I've got a weird split coming the way I'm doing things this week, because next week I got to take Tuesday off. But Monday will be like chest and shoulders, right? And then like forearms, hand grips in my conditioning. Tuesday will be back in arms. And I split those sets up like 10 to 12 sets, sometimes 14 on the body part for those first workouts. And then on I do my legs on Wednesday or Thursday, legs and abs really, really hard, only once a week on those. And then I do up shoulders, back, chest, and arms, and traps. Traps are on Tuesday as well. Like there's a lot, but I'll do a smaller amount of sets and more of an upper body workout on Fridays usually, right? And I'm doing less sets than I did those other workouts, where it's usually around 20 sets total for the whole week of everything. And that's what I've been currently doing and really, really like. And I'm in really good shape right now and really, really happy with where I'm sitting. So I would just say, just whatever you go, make up your mind on. I would say, don't listen to me on like, hey, go train legs. Like, no, go train what you want to go train and just go in with a hungry mindset and attitude and feel good about your workout with it. And I hope you have a good one. P90X Ab Ripper XO. If you're not doing that, if you want to get your abs to insane levels, P90X Ab Ripper X, they have like three different workouts on there. I remember back when I first started it in WWE, when I first discovered it, I go, man, this is so hard. And I used to just do ab machines and like sit-ups and stuff. And I never, but like that stuff is like high rep, very short rest. And I used to not be able to get through the workout. I would have to do like, I started off like doing it, like instead of 25 reps per exercise, I'd be like, I'd do 12 to 15. And then I finally got to where I could get through it. I could breeze through that so easy now. And it's amazing how strong my core is compared to when I was younger. I think when I was a younger kid in my core, I did insane amount of ab stuff. And then as you get older, I think I got more into like some like just bodybuilding stuff on top of my powerlifting stuff. But Now I'm really, really big proponent on really training abs hard and doing from weighted exercises to body weight and just mixing it up. But I'm a big, I can always judge, man, if you, having abs and being bigger is not easy. Having abs in general, unless you have a really fast metabolism and people are thinner, they can naturally have abs. But for most people, especially the bigger you are, it takes significant work to have abs with that, which is a lot of guys don't. And a lot of it's genetic too. How good are you genetically with your abs? And some guys, even if they're lean, they don't have like ripped abs. And I'm a big believer because they're hard. That's it. When things in life that are hard, like if you ever go to a gym, look at the cardio equipment. You ever notice the Stairmasters are usually the one thing that is the most, depending on how many they have, but that tends to be the thing that people are on the least. Now, don't get me wrong. It's always possible you go in and there's some people in there that are on them that they get used. Don't get me wrong, but they don't get used as frequently as the other cardio machines. And the reason for that is they are significant. It is significantly harder to do that, especially under good intensity. With that, and that's kind of life in general. The harder things are, the less people tend to do it, and there's not as many people that do that particular thing. And that's why achieving success and doing different things and things that take hard work sometimes it hated upon by the masses because the level of commitment and energy that it takes and dedication, right? And abs are one of those things. Abs are hard to get. I've seen people that I literally had a guy post a thing on one of my abs. He goes, man, getting abs are so mid. And it was a guy that was skinny, fat, and out of shape that left the comment on, and he had his pictures up. And I'm just like, if they're so easy to have, why don't you have them? But that's just the way people think on it. And they justify their things. Man, I could have abs if I want, I like eating all the junk all day. I'm content. Peace. Like, cool. Don't go judging other people that work hard or say it's easy because, brother, I guarantee you can't get those cravings under control long enough to get them. I do get asked for photos at the gym pretty frequently. It depends on what gym I go to, how many times I go there. And usually when I pop into a new gym, it's definitely going to be doing a handful of photos. And it honestly depends on the amount of people that are in there. People recognize me just from social media now. And that happens more often than it ever did. We're like, hey, you're the guy from social media. And they don't even know that I wrestle with it. But a lot from wrestling. And it's a lot, you know, the teenage boys, young men, and guys in general. And then like young and women too, that age, like that are in high school, that were little kids that were wrestling fans. If they're like people of that age that grew up, that tends to be, I feel like a lot in that age group. So it depends how many of those kinds of people are at a particular gym or wherever I go, which is a great thing. It's a great thing that being off TV over 6 years and people 6.5 years, 6 years, 6+ years that they remember, you know? Yeah, there are people that know me from the chip. I've literally had people that just take photos with me because I'm the chip guy. And they think it's the greatest thing ever. And they literally go, congratulations. Like, I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, I don't, because it's seen people, you got to realize most people, they don't ever know. They don't get seen by anything. I think it's just hilarious that got popular with it. But that was the intention of all the videos. Any video I do, any piece of content, the goal is to be seen by as much people as possible. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, hello. Do I think Darby Allin's physique is dangerous for practicing wrestling? I don't know. He seems to be doing just fine. I don't know. I've not ever heard anything about him like being injured or anything. So if you know how to land properly, and I don't know, you know, if he's a serious weightlifter or not. I don't know. So I think too, when you do like crazier stunts or things and your body's taking a lot of abuse, if you're not someone that's like constantly like training too, you don't have to worry about as much as far as like injuring yourself, working out with injured joints and tendons and things, right? And bruises and deep bruises. And, but I don't know. I've never heard anything about him having any issues with his physique. He's very lean and in shape. Hello, hello, hello. I'm looking forward to the Islam versus Oliveira matchup. I'm just going to enjoy the fights. I really don't. I enjoy those. And I hope for the best for everyone. And I just enjoy, man. I'll be happy with whoever wins. I think it's a very interesting matchup that I'm highly, highly interested in watching. Yes, I do. I do remember the Chris Jericho, a little bit of the bubbly, almost taking my eye out. That was intense. Justin says, thoughts on this question. Recently, do you think between agents and producers, which those are the same thing, so producers, writers, wrestlers, so do you think between producers, writers, and wrestlers, communication to refs is too many hands in one pot for a match, or is it beneficial? Thanks. Have a good day. I don't know. The referees will typically, they know the business of the match, and then depending on the length of the match, and the certain, if there's something big that is happening, they need to be aware of. No, not at all. That they're not getting, writers aren't dealing with referees typically, that at least that I never saw. Writers will deal with unless the referee is involved in a promo, and if there's a thing, which very rarely is that ever the case. So you could take away one of those right away, pretty much. So between producers and wrestlers, which wrestlers, and I always, and whenever whoever you're is assigned your ref, they'll usually come up to you, but hey, I got your match tonight. Okay, awesome, great. And you usually will give them a few things that like, hey, and depending on the length of the match, if you have some certain near falls that you want to get to be really, really close, I always would let them know what those were, just so they in their head, even though they've got other stuff, just so that they just, it doesn't hurt to just communicate that with them on that. And you, most of them have great memories on all that stuff. And I was always impressed with them. I never ever saw a referee like, they just typically need to know the finish. And my thing is too, and I always knew this, I always respect and appreciate the job that referees do. And they have multiple matches. You know, we have one match for the day, and granted it's physical and there's a lot, and you have to remember a lot in your match in different things. And sometimes not as much as others. And if you have a promo, you got to memorize it, right? And different things with that. Referees, you know, they could have 3 to 5 matches for a taping, if not more, depending on who they have there. So, you know, they got to remember, you know, they a lot of finishes and different things sometimes for matches. And again, they have time. They could do a match, you have a couple match break, and they get the other guys if anything changes, right? But they've got a busy start to finish day usually for all of that. And I always respected that and tried to keep it as simple for them as possible as far as telling them and not, if I knew they had other things prior, I always knew they would come and they before, because they're professional. They always touch base before we go out and like let them know, yep, same, we're good. You know, hey, no, this is, we changed this actually, or right. And I always, I don't think that there's too many people on that. The communication, all that was always very efficient, I thought. Tyler Shugru, thank you. I miss Jim Ross, Tony Chimmel, and Lillian Garcia. All great people. You can follow them all on social media. And Jim Ross is still with AEW. So I would, you could still see all these people on a daily basis. But I know, I thought they all were fantastic people and staples on television for many years. And Jim still is. Hello, hello. Yes, the WWE matches are real. Do I have thoughts of slamming Omos? Omos is a massive individual. I'm sure that is a matchup that would be very appealing. Do any of the wrestlers smoke weed before the match? And if so, who smokes the most? It's got to be Orton. I have no idea. I don't do that, and I've never ever seen anyone do it. And I've never been worried, nor if I did know that information, I would never share it on a thing like this. On that's just asking for trouble on that. And whatever people choose to do prior to wrestling, and you know, I know there are some people that can go do that and go lift weights, and everyone reacts differently to it. I've never ever once had a worry in my career of going out to the ring and wrestling a guy and thinking like, oh, I think he's going to be, you know, I don't feel safe. I have never, ever thought that. So thank you, Michelle, for stopping in. My buddy Kevin doesn't know John Cena wrestled. He thought he was the son of Ernest from the movies. I tell you what, I've seen the image. I think John could play Ernest if he wanted. I don't know if he would take that role. I used to love those movies. That John, though, being popular with kids, if there's anybody that could take over the Ernest Goes to Camp and Ernest franchise, it is John Cena. And I tell you, that may be something when he's a little older, maybe like in 10 years, and after, depending on where his career, maybe that's the final stage of his acting after he has, if he gets a big run, and then maybe he's like, you know what, I'm going to just be super over with the kids and Ernest Goes to Camp. But Ernest was such a character, right? So, but I don't know how that, but there would have to be a story that he's Ernest's son. Is Ernest still alive? I'm heavily invested in that, in John taking over that series. I think that would be entertaining. He does look, he has similarities outside of being extremely more muscular. But I've seen the images, and I think it could pass as a son. And his popularity with kids already, and right, that would, I just think that would be a layup into that, because those Ernest movies, every time we went to the movie theater, to like Blockbuster, we always wanted to get the Ernest movies. If there was a new Ernest movie, we had to get it. Like, those movies were super, super popular when I was growing up. I think at least they were in my house. That's a very nice comment saying that me and Cena reminded you of Hogan versus Warrior. Thank you very much. Very kind. Very, very kind words. How do you cope with your pregame nerves? Just stay cool, calm, and collected. Confidence, conditioning creates confidence. If you know you're prepared, preparation creates confidence. When you're prepared, you're ready to go. Of course, you're going to be excited to get out and get going. I never once, though, in wrestling and in WWE, I was more nervous and developmental than I ever was on WWE TV. I am more comfortable in front of large audiences. I don't know why. I think that is a great trait to have personally. I am more nervous for smaller venues with less people than I am with large groups of people. I would prefer, I am less nervous in front of 100,000 people than I would be for 20. And I don't know why, like, I feed off the energy and it's just like, I just think it's the most amazing thing ever. That's just the one thing I miss more than anything is that adrenaline rush and the energy. Sadly, the guy that played Ernest died from cancer. And I think, I can't remember when I thought I'd remember. I got to go back and look. What year was that? I think now that rings a bell when you say that. I feel like, because I remember a long time ago reading something with that and be like, ah, man. But I remember the cancer part. I don't remember when. Justin says, listening to Al Snow and shoot interviews, he has such a good way of explaining things. Did you find it beneficial with him being attached to Tough Enough? Yes, I did. And I've talked about that numerous times. And I think he is one of the, he has great psychology and he's great at teaching people the fundamentals and psychology of professional wrestling. And all applied in things that I learned from him and that I figured out later as in my career. And everything he taught us and said was so true. And I think anybody, if you're a wrestler, if you are a wrestler in today, and if even fans, but wrestlers, and getting into the business and in the business, I think you could learn a lot just watching his shoot interviews online. And I've said that numerous times because guys like I find it. I know he has OVW and they're doing great things. I've always found it odd that WWE let him go, or what I don't know the exact specific reason if he left or if they let him go and cut ties at some point. Why though he's not connected to NXT, and I think maybe he doesn't want to. I don't know, but I always thought that he did such a great job with that Tough Enough franchise and, you know, and helping people understand the business that, you know, and he still is, and he's doing it, does these interviews. And where I'm getting at though, is these interviews are very valuable. I feel in learning and understanding and having some psychology that sometimes that you don't, wrestlers only know what they're handed down, the knowledge and information and making mistakes and learning, right? And it can cut down the time it takes to figure out some things. Some people never figure out the things. But he is, you know, in a lot of things, he has this opinion on things, but a lot of the things he talks about, it's like psychology-wise and that relate to pro wrestling, I tend to agree with almost all of it. And he had a very lengthy, successful career as well, but he's very, very good at explaining things. He's a great storyteller as well, and I'm grateful that I had him. I contribute my success to my trainers and the things that they taught me, and then me evolving in getting myself mentally where I needed to get to be successful and take that information and apply it. And it was a very happy that I got to spend time under him. Another shell shock. Justin, no, I just like going with the flow of the questions. I answer what you guys want to talk about or what you ask about on that. I've done the shows where I've had the guest and other shows where I have things that I'm going to talk about. You know, I like doing these shows just because it's kind of like it's a mixed bag of what are we going to get for each and every show. My thoughts on Darren Young, me and Darren Young have always got along great. He's liked by everyone and extremely hardworking, talented professional wrestler and great memories, always laughing. Whenever he's around, we're laughing. Yeah, I saw the Vince stuff that they, since they've released, what, another 5 million? I saw that. And it sounds like there's going to be probably more. And it seems like they're trying to, like, stagger it out almost. It's odd. It's very odd. But I'm focused on what I got to get done right now. And everything's going to, like, that stuff is all fantastic, the timing of all of this with everything going on. And like, I'm just focused on finishing it with my business. All the wrestlers are nice for the most part. Most wrestlers are nice people. I've always liked The Miz, always enjoyed wrestling The Miz, and I'm very happy for all of The Miz's success. I think he's super talented and extremely hardworking individual that he sets his mind to something, he tends to get it done. So I've always gotten along well with him from day one. We came up together from Tough Enough, and he's always done great. Miz is one of Miz's, Miz is a great quality with Miz is he's extremely consistent, extremely reliable and extremely consistent, which allows you to make a lot of money and do a lot of great things over the course of a career, which he has done. Damian Mizdow was absolutely hysterical, and I was a big fan of that whole production, that whole act. Good to see all of you. Throw another shell shock there. Sorry, yeah, the spammer will try relentlessly to come in, and we'll just continue to issue him shell shocks. I think I meat hooked him on that one, put him in timeout because the shell shock wasn't working. My TikTok is massively restricted right now. I don't know. I've tried sending in things. Like right now, I've gone from having thousands of people in. I have 60 something people on my TikTok stream. None of my posts are being seen over there. And they're not allowing me to do the videos where I say stupid. They hit me with 2 community guideline violations, even though I have hundreds of millions of views. And I think it's being done to stop. They're allowing me to keep making videos, but now they have my account. Like it's under, like probably, I don't know how long it's going to last, but they weren't doing it on all the stupid videos, but I go, oh, this is their way of keeping my account permanently restricted if I keep making those. So I had to stop making the stupid videos, but I've sent in things and I'm waiting. I've got like their creator emails. They're supposed to get back to you. They never get back to me with it. And I've just said, like, look, what's going on? They're classifying the word stupid as a reactionary video of me doing like something in my gimmick, reacting to a video that is completely fine to be on the platform as harassment and bullying, and that promoting dangerous acts, even though I'm not, that dangerous act is not, that video is being stitched on their platform that they allow, that already has all these views, but they're hitting me with it. And I go, oh, that's their way of keeping my account restricted probably now if I keep doing that. So I stopped doing it. It's been 4 days, and the account, though, nothing's being seen. Like, I'm talking, like, it's bad. So just the stuff I deal with, that I'm waiting to hear back on there. Like, it's not even worth making posts. They'll be seen by literally a few hundred people. And then the post, it's like, one of them, it's been 4 days. It's only up to a few thousand. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not, but hopefully get that resolved But it's just another thing that constantly stuff with this. YouTube has been absolutely brutal. They're not showing the videos like they were, and the people don't get the notifications. I can't do anything about it. I message YouTube, can you please help me? Nope, they don't message back. So I'm like, what do you do when, right? Get people messaging all the time. Hey, I have notifications on. I don't get any of your notifications. I don't know what to tell you. I wish I could help you. I wish all 404,000 people were getting them that had them on, right? But it is what it is. Shell-shocked. Let's see here. Osman, I would never even literally, that's a Mark question that I don't ever have to worry about ever having to think about answer. Yeah, I'm a little concerned with TikTok though. If you ever seen the show Black Mirror on Netflix, this is where social media is going. They're taking away entertainment and sarcasm and sense of humor, and they're taking away free speech, which is this why if people want to hate, they're more than entitled to, like, they're going to get blocked on that, right? But I don't think you should be, unless it's violent and there's rules, right, on that. But like, I think taking certain things and saying, like, people now, like the harassment and bullying on videos, I'm taking things out of context through entertainment and reacting, like, or if somebody does do something that would be classified as being stupid by the majority of people, right? You're like, now you're creating a fake happy, they're trying to create a fake happy positive world, which if you watch Black Mirror, that is what in the Instagram show, and that I highly recommend everyone watch, that is the direction that this stuff is kind of going, where it's, if you, and I'm a big proponent of being a positive mindset and healthy, strong, hungry mindset, right? But you cannot take away freedom of speech in the way, you just simply, but people have the choice. If you want to act that way and you want to act like you can, you allow that person to be blocked and whatnot. But the platforms themselves, I don't think, like, they're creating stupid's a bad word. What? And so that's a very dangerous trail to go down. And with that, because it's only now they're taking away people, like, if you play it safe, you can't do anything to that. Everyone's like gonna, people are always gonna be offended by things. People, there's no way to please 100% of people, right? But that's what the platforms are trying to get. What do you get when you do that? Like, it's a very odd, weird atmosphere, and I don't like it either. I don't know, and I'm hoping some things change. But if you watch Black Mirror, a lot of things in the direction we're going with technology and things with people in general, it's crazy. And this is coming from somebody very positive and stuff, but like, you can't take away like do comedians and stuff, a lot of comedians or stuff gets flagged and posted, man. That's laughter, comedy, got to be able to laugh. And if you don't find something funny, you have the option to block it, but you don't say you can't do it, right? It's a very weird thing to me. Hello. Go ahead and throw another shell shock here. Gone. Hello. Thank you, Cesar Ruiz. I appreciate the positive words about the show and for tuning in. Thank you very much, guys. Always appreciate all the love and support. We're going to wrap up today's show. We'll be back on. We got another weekend show coming up here for you guys as well. Probably early tomorrow, another Ryback show. And I've got to get a bunch of stuff done in between that and after with everything going on. But I wish you guys all a great, great weekend. Check out my Feed Me More Nutrition supplement line over on feedmemore.com. All the new Ryback merch. I've got the Feed Me More shirt on here. We've got a ton of designs of different things for men, women, all the different accessories and drinkware, sticker packs. We've got all kinds of stuff on top of the best supplements on the planet. Save 20% with discount code RYBACKSHOW20, RYBACKSHOW20 over on feedmemore.com. Wishing you guys a very, very happy Friday and a great, great weekend. Be safe. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.